Hi, this is Steve Behrman, and I would like to introduce my friend and co-author, Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Hi, Stephen. This is Bruce Lipton, and I'd like to introduce my audience to you, my wonderful co-author and partner, Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda.
And so here we are. We have actually gone through this fourth paradigm, and now we see that the outpicturings of scientific materialism is a double-edged sword. We have material wealth that our ancestors could hardly imagine having. But it's also taken us away from our connection to nature and to the earth. And just as monotheism had become a dogmatic religion, science has unfortunately devolved into scientism, which is another form of religion, which says that the material world is all that there is. So, Bruce, I want you to introduce the four misperceptions of the apocalypse.
Well, thanks, Steve. And what's interesting about Steve's conversation is that what we're providing is that every culture has foundational beliefs by which it operates, and it's very important to have these beliefs because that is actually what makes coherence among thousands to millions of people. We all have to share some very common beliefs that we're on the same page. So as quantum physicists are talking about invisible moving forces, spiritual people have been for thousands of years talking about spirit as what? Invisible moving forces. And what we're seeing is the reconnection of the energetic invisible phase back into physics with the material phase unites matter and the invisible and makes a wholeness that we fail to understand. So when things didn't go right and we blame the material realm, we probably should have been looking at what was going on in the invisible realm, which includes our thoughts and our beliefs and attitudes. So that's myth one, that we live in a material world. No, we live in an energetic world, and energy is primary.